Last Friday, Michigan's chief medical executive was bound over for trial in the Flint water disaster. Dr. Eden Wells is charged with involuntary manslaughter, obstruction of justice, and lying to police investigators. It's all in connection with that outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in 2014 through 2015 in Flint, which killed at least 12 people. Well, now we learn Dr. Wells has been hired for a new state civil service job as an advisory physician to the State Department of Health and Human Services. It begins January 1st. It pays $180,000 a year, which is about what Dr. Wells is making in her current appointed post, which would end December 31st. Flint's Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee is with us. Congressman, this job was posted publicly November 5th, taken down November 11th, and there was one applicant, Dr. Eden Wells. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, this is just another example that Michigan Republicans are not accepting the fact that there was an election, the Democrats won the election, and they should have the right to have their own team in place. And for them to use basically trickery or technicality to keep a Snyder appointee in place is really egregious, number one. Secondly, this is a person, you know, I don't make any judgments about the outcome of the current legal case involving Dr. Wells, but this is a person who clearly did not serve the residents of the state of Michigan, or especially the residents of my hometown, very well. Thousands of people were exposed to dangerous levels of lead. Many people died due to Legionnaire's disease, and this is a person who had serious responsibility that she failed to exercise. So I find this really objectionable.
Governor Snyder said Tuesday that he didn't know about this new job for Dr. Wells.
Well, who knows if that's the case or not. It's kind of hard to imagine that this hands-on CEO, who for 8 years has been involved in running the government of the state of Michigan, would not know when a very senior person is being placed in a newly created position. So maybe he didn't know. If he didn't, obviously he's not paying attention to the decisions of his own administration.
Now, being appointed by a governor means when the new governor comes in, you are looking for a new job. But a civil service job, that's a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
It is. And this is the trick that the Republican administration is playing. Since they can't have it their way as the result of an election, they're trying to bend the law in ways that basically defy the will of the voters. Gretchen Whitmer won the election. She should be able to name her own team. And the idea that they would create this sort of phantom position, have one person apply for it, close the posting, and name Eden Wells to that position is simply a way for them to contradict the will of the voters. Gretchen Whitmer should choose who sits in that office, who has those responsibilities. That's what the voters said they wanted. And the idea that the Snyder administration, in its final hours, would pull another stunt like this is completely unacceptable.
What about the argument, well, she's innocent until proven guilty?
But this has nothing to do with that. That case should be adjudicated, and I make no judgment about the criminal case against her. I do make a judgment that she failed the people of my hometown. The court will have to determine whether there's a valid criminal complaint against her. But this is really more a question of bending the rules to keep a person who is a Snyder appointee in office after Governor Snyder leaves office. That has nothing to do with the outcome of that criminal case.
Congressman Dan Kildee of Flint, thank you so much.
Thank you.
A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services confirms details of the job posting, that there was one applicant, and the MDHHS needed an advisory physician. Her full statement is on the stateside page at michiganradio.org.